trying to become the king of cars.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. We're going to get earnings today from a company that is on a quest to become the world's largest automaker, Volkswagen, the parent company of several brands, including Audi, Lamborghini, and Bentley. So how is it doing in its quest? Sally Herships has that story.
Total world domination would be so much easier if there was no competition. For Volkswagen, the number three car seller in the world, it's
Ford, General Motors, Toyota.
Richard Hilgert is an equity analyst with Morningstar.
You know, it's going to be a dogfight.
Volkswagen's profits soared last year. The company sold more than 9 million cars for the first time ever. It's had great growth in China. Its luxury Audi business is doing well. But car sales in Europe are declining. Michelle Krebs is an analyst with Edmunds.com. She says in order for Volkswagen to be number one, first it needs to conquer the U.S.
They are very strong globally, and yet the U.S. market has sort of been, I tease them, it's an emerging market for them.
Last year, Volkswagen sold more cars in the U.S. than it had since the 70s. But that number, less than 500,000, is only about 3% of our market. Volkswagen says it is focused on growing in the States, also in India and Brazil. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.